Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Only part of his wish after calling on the courts to dismiss charges related to his 20-mile ride on top of a car.
Yeah?
The 31-year-old was pictured riding atop a four-door sedan, smiling and waving. He said it felt good when he stood up, kind of like going on a surfboard at 80 miles per hour.
Wow.
A judge has dropped the charge of clinging to a vehicle, which is apparently a crime in Tennessee, but disorderly conduct charges are pending.
So I'm confused. Was this his car?
We don't know whose car it was, and he clearly wasn't driving, but he was on top of it, stayed there for 20 miles at 80 miles an hour, and the video went viral.
I'll bet he'd be a hell of a surfer.
He said it felt like surfing, but he almost solved the problem for everybody. Well, when he stood up going 80 miles an hour, could have just toppled right off of that vehicle.
But he didn't.
Then they would have to scrape him up.
If I were him, I'd become a professional surfer. Some of the texts I'm getting about what people have lost while they had a little bit too much to drink. Somebody said a company laptop. That's got to be about the worst I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's not good. Especially if it had, like, you know, trade secrets or corporate information.
Now that I think about it, when I used to do casino remotes way back in the day, I may or may not have left a piece of company equipment behind.
Oh,
that
yeah?
I had to go back the next day and get.
It was still there, though.
Yeah. We can take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Doug Cenceri about the city's liability and $400,000 a day. I do not understand how that can come out to $400,000 a day, but we'll talk when we come back. Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us, WWL. Going to be a beautiful day today, highs of 74, nothing but sunshine, and a couple of clouds tomorrow, highs of 76, but Friday an 80% chance for heavy rain as another front comes through. That lasts until early Saturday morning, then it clears out and cools off, so if you're going to tailgate with LSU, depending on when you start, because it's a 2:30 kickoff, you might have a little bit of rain. And then another front comes through, and it's clear and dry for the early part of next week. Quick reminder, Saints fans, why not play hooky today and hang out with Bobby, Deuce, and Christian at Beau Rivage Resort and Casino in Mississippi. Our resident pros and our resident Marine will broadcast sports talk live from the state-of-art tap, book, and bar and bistro. From 4 till 7, come out and get amped up for the matchup with the Cardinals. And don't miss our exclusive quarterback-to-quarterback with Drew Brees at 6:40. At Sports Talk at Beau Rivage and Casino in the beautiful Biloxi, Mississippi area, celebrate Saints football with Deuce, the Cajun Cannon, and Christian today, 4 till 7, right here on WWL. So Mayor Cantrell says that the Hard Rock construction, I don't know if you want to call it remains or residue, is costing them $400,000 a day. I would like to know who's going to pay for this and how can it really be $400,000 a day? It seems like a lot of money. Doug Cenceri joins us, WWL legal analyst and host of All Things Legal here on WWL. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you doing?
I am well. And you?
Doing great.
So here's what I'm wondering about. If the city is cash poor and it is costing them $400,000 a day, do they front the money? How do these things work in a world of big finance? Do they front the money, then they have to sue for it? And is that a long time to get it? Walk me through this if you were one of the attorneys involved. Or I hope you're not. I don't want to have any conflict. Are you?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. I think this is multi-layered. Basically, what I see the problem is there's going to be a lot of lawsuits. It's going to be for the injured workers. They're going to hit their workers' comp against the employer and against the other entities who may be responsible for the collapse, engineers, architects, what have you. Then you have the city, which you were talking about, any money that they could attribute to the collapse that comes out of there would be classified as damages, they could eventually recover. But yes, they're going to have to find the money somewhere to pay these immediate expenses. It's not going to be reimbursed and indemnified immediately. Then you have the businesses around the Howard Rocks that have lost, you know, have lost business income because of the collapse, would have lawsuits against the developer, the engineers, the general contractors, subcontractors, probably everyone who's been on the site that had anything to do with the construction of the Hard Rock. They'll have also homeowners. There's a bunch of, you know, condos, and there's a bunch of who may have lawsuits because of the lack of access to their place, and maybe make an alternative arrangements to live for a short period of time while the evacuation orders were in place. So there's going to be a lot of multi-layers of lawsuits. What I see as the biggest problem is there's going to only be limited insurance for these companies. It may be $100 million, maybe $250 million. That's not known. Well, it's known, but not by the general public at this point.
All right, let me pick it up here, Doug, because we're out of traffic. If the insurance is limited, what happens then? And that's where we'll pick it up. Doug Cinceri, our guest, okay. WWL legal analyst and host of All Things Legal, a friend, and he tolerates my frustrated lawyer questions sometimes. Frustrated lawyer. 7:20 time now, traffic on WWL. 26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about the Hard Rock construction site, which the city says costing $400,000 a day to, I guess, protect and control and all that stuff. If you add that up, you have to be a math major to figure out that comes out $2.8 million a week. The city's budget is $722 million a year. So when you're spending $2.8 million a week, eventually you would think, and I think they have an emergency fund of $5 million, it's going to eat through that pretty quickly. Doug Cinceri, WWL legal analyst, host of All Things Legal. You were talking before we went to break about insurance policy limits and so forth. And for those looking for reimbursement after that, those insurance limits are gone, what happens?
From a pragmatic standpoint, they probably will not be a lot much, if any, recovery after the insurance limits, because a lot of, like the developer, he'll set up a separate LLC, a limited liability company, to limit his liability to the value of the project or value of his insurance. So they may not have any assets after this is completed beyond the insurance to be collected. Or if it is, it's not going to be significant. So I think for the most part, what the lawyers look at is what are the insurances? And basically, if there's limited insurance, which I suspect that the insurance is not going to cover the full magnitude of damages, that then the next inquiry, and I'm being very simplified because there's a lot more to it, but they'll have to allocate the defined insurance amounts to the claimants and the damages of the claimants, and they basically have to split up the pie among themselves, which is often a more as difficult of a fight than getting suing the responsible parties. So
in terms of the responsible party, Doug, if they have a large judgment levied against them, they exhaust the insurance. Well, then I would think, because they have this huge judgment against them, they declare bankruptcy and then go into some chapter where the likelihood of being reimbursed for your losses becomes even more slim?
Yes. I mean, I'll give you an example. When they had the FEMA trailer litigation, after Katrina, a lot of these manufacturers, after the insurance was exhausted, ended up going away, filing bankruptcy, filing reorganization, because, you know, the litigation basically bankrupt them, and they didn't have any assets later. So there's going to be two parts of this lawsuit. The first part that's pretty common is identifying the responsible parties, and the injured parties. It could be, you know, the workers, the nearby businesses, nearby homeowners, the city, anybody else who was harmed by this collapse will sue and have against the responsible parties. Then the second phase of this is determining the amount of insurances that are available to pay this, and how to allocate those insurances to deal with all the the injured parties, be it individuals or businesses who are affected by the Hard Rock. So this, we're going to be in a different time warp. I would dare say that probably 8 to 10 years from now, we'll still have litigation going on this.
Wow. And bottom line, Doug, because we got to go to news. If you're the Sanger and you got a hole in your roof, if you own a hotel and you got broken windows, you better fix it yourself. And if you have insurance, you can make a claim against your insurance company. Yeah. And then they go after the people that are responsible for this. But it is not going to be a quick process.
It's not. Now, the Sanger, fortunately for Sanger, they have their own insurance. So they'll probably get that fixed quickly, and their insurance company will go after Hard Rock and try to collect any nickels or dimes they can from the responsible parties insurers.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate your time. Doug Cinceri, all right. WWL.
Thanks much.
All right, man. Good to talk to you again. WWL legal analyst, host of All Things Legal here on WWL. When we come back, we're going to talk about the oyster industry and the effects that we're feeling right now, because, October, November, that's oyster time. 7:31, a little bit late, but well worth waiting for, is Dave Cohen with WWL First News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.